AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former President Trump has pleaded not guilty to charges he tried to overturn the 2020 election. Mike Kempen has details.
Donald Trump has answered for the first time to federal charges that accuse him of orchestrating a failed attempt to block the peaceful transfer of presidential power. Trump appeared in a Washington federal courthouse 2 days after being indicted on 4 felony counts. The charges accuse him of trying to subvert the will of the voters and undo his election loss in the days before January 6, 2021, when supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol in a violent and bloody clash with law enforcement. Trump is facing charges that include conspiracy to defraud the United States and obstruct Congress's certification of President Biden's victory. Mike Kemp in Washington.
Outside the court, Trump attorney Alina Haba repeated one of Trump's attack lines.
This is election interference at its finest against the leading candidate right now for president, for either party.
In other news, Russia shelled Kherson in southern Ukraine today. Among the damage, a church that once held the remains of Prince Grigory Potemkin, the 18th century military commander who encouraged Catherine the Great to expand the Russian Empire into what's now southern Ukraine. Meantime, Karen Shamas reports Moscow's imposing fines on Apple and the host of Wikipedia over information about the war.
A justice of the peace in a magistrate's court announced that he found Apple guilty of failing to delete podcasts and apps that spread false information about the conflict. The court has also fined the Wikimedia Foundation for retaining material on Russian language Wikipedia pages.
Saudi Arabia says it's extending its unilateral production cut of 1 million barrels of oil a day through the end of September, an effort to boost flagging energy prices. This is AP News. Wall Street's big rally is definitely cooling. Seth Sutel has today's AP Markets report.
Stocks drifted to a lower close as Wall Street's red-hot rally this year cooled a bit more. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% Thursday, its third straight loss. The benchmark index is still up more than 17% for the year. The Dow fell 66 points, that's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 0.1%. Treasury yields continue to move higher, putting more pressure on the stock market. Higher bond yields can tempt investors away from stocks. They also make it more expensive for companies to borrow money. Yields have been climbing in recent months as the economy has remained remarkably resilient. Reports out Thursday indicated the job market is still strong and services industries are still growing. Investors are looking ahead for an even more important set of data due out early Friday when the government releases its monthly jobs report. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thanks, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.